We're doing our class in Jewish history. We were learning the story of Eldad Adani, who said that he had left the streams of Cush, and he and another fellow from the tribe of Asher went into a small ship to go do business, and then their ship was shipwrecked, and they both grabbed the plank, and then they were swept to a land where there were big cannibals there, and some land, it seems, in Africa. He says Cushim, people from Cush, and his friend from the tribe of Asher was fat because he was very healthy and very pampered, and so shachatu oto, they slaughtered him, vayochelu, and they ate him, these cannibals. Vayitzak, and my friend yelled, oili sheikalti lumazu, he says, woe to me, that this is the nation I've come to, shakushim yochlut bisari, he says, that's going to be my end, they're going to eat my flesh, vayitluti. So then Eldad Adani says, they took me, because during the ship's journey, I became seasick, I became ill. They want to fatten me up. So they put me in shackles. They brought me all this wonderful food that's not kosher for a Jew to eat. I didn't eat anything. And every time they'd bring me food, I'd hide it when they weren't looking. And they'd ask me, did you eat? And I'd say, sure I ate. And I was there for quite a while, until Hashem made a miracle on my behalf. Another army, a large army, attacked them. And this army plundered them and looted them and killed these cannibals. And together with the other captives, they took me into captivity. Now, this tribe that conquered the cannibals, Eldad Adani says, they were pagans who worshipped fire. I lived amongst them for 4 years. Every morning they'd make this big fire, and they'd bow, prostrate themselves to the big fire. One time, they brought me to the country of Atzitz, and a merchant from the tribe of Yisachar found me there. And he bought me out of my captivity for 32 gold coins. And he brought me back to his country. They live out in the mountains of the depths. They are under the land of Madai and Paras. And earlier in our class in Jewish history, we discussed which mountains they were talking about that were called the mountains of the depths. And the tribe of Yisachar over there fulfilled the pasuk that says, "Lo yamush sefer Torah zeh mipicha," that you should never stop learning Torah. Ven lemon malchut, and they don't have to deal with any politics. They don't have to worry about any taxes. Ki imol Torah, the only thing they're worried about is learning Torah. V'imem sarei chayalim, they have soldiers with them. Avleinam nilchamim im adam ki im b'Torah, and even though they have all these soldiers, they're never busy fighting wars. They're busy learning Torah. And they have a tranquil life, and Satan ben Pegara, nothing bad happens where they live. And the area they live in is 10 days' journey in each direction. That's their territory. They have a lot of cattle. They have gmalim, chamorim, avadim. They have camels, donkeys, servants. They don't raise horses because they don't go to war. Then be'adam klezayim, they don't have weapons. Ki'im achelet lishchita, they only have a knife to slaughter with. V'gamen be'adam oshek v'gezer, people don't steal from one another, people don't withhold the money they owe one another. V'afilu im yimtzu v'derech smalot u'mamon lo yishitu yideim lekachton, if they find that someone lost money or garments, they don't touch it. V'esh karov lehem rishayim of de'esh, but not far from where they live, there is a wicked tribe that worships the fire. V'yisu imotehem v'achyotehem lenashim, and that tribe commits incest. They marry their mothers, they marry their sisters. But this tribe that lives not far from tribe Yisachar, they have nothing to do with them. They don't help them, they don't hurt them. But they do have a judge. And this judge of the tribe Yisachar, his name is Nachshon. And they still execute people with the four types of execution. They speak Hebrew and Persian. So he's starting his story about the 10 lost tribes. This was about the tribe of Yisachar. Next, he will tell about the tribe of Zvulun. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem. Bezat Hashem next time.